Party Midday.
This is Hardy Midday, Hardy County's daily radio news program. For the next 10 minutes, we will bring you the latest in local news and events, sports, weather, agriculture, and much more. If you have an upcoming event in Hardy County, feel free to send it to hardymidday@gmail.com. Please remember to include any necessary information about your event in your message. Hardy Midday is brought to you by First National Bank of Wauchula, 406 North 6th Avenue in Wauchula, and online at fnbwauchula.com. Hardy Midday starts now. Good afternoon, Lynn here. Today is Tuesday, October 19th, and welcome back to Hardy Midday here on Real Country 102.1 The Outlaw, brought to you by Hardy County's hometown bank since 1960, First National Bank of Wauchula at 406 North 6th Avenue right here in Wauchula. Starting with your local news from Hardy County Fire Rescue, on Sunday, Engine 1 and Rescue 1 responded to a reported motor vehicle collision located at the State Road 62 and County Road 663 intersection. Crews arrived to find a rear-end type collision involving a four-door sedan and full-size pickup truck, both with moderate damage. Rescue 1 was advised of two patient refusals, and Engine 1 noted no further hazards on scene. Your local events, if you want to win a classic car for only $25, here is your chance. Rest Haven Assisted Living Facility is raising money to renovate their 100-year-old building that they occupy. This fundraiser is just the beginning, and they hope to raise at least $20,000 to get the renovation project started. The car they're giving away is a classic 1958 Pontiac Chieftain. It is in great condition and mostly original, with all repairs done by a professional, so that it will hold its value of approximately $20,000. Tickets for the car can be purchased in the lobby of First National Bank of Wauchula during normal business hours. The car is currently scheduled to be on display this Friday evening at the Trail of Fear, also with tickets for sale. And if you'd like more information, you can visit the Restoration Rest Haven Facebook page. The Hardy Players present Charlie Brown playing at the historic Wauchula City Hall Auditorium. Showings continue Friday through Sunday this week. Friday and Saturday start at 7 p.m. and Sunday starts at 2 p.m. Tickets will be sold at the door, $10 for adults and $5 for 17 and under. And this Friday, cheer on your Hardy Wildcats as they take on the Port Charlotte Pirates in a district home game. Kickoff is at 7:30 p.m., and if you can't make it to the stands, turn on your radio, because Wes and the gang will bring you live coverage of this matchup, starting a few minutes before kickoff on Real Country 102.1 The Outlaw, AM 1310 and FM 102.1 on your Hardy County radio dial, or listen around the world at 1021theoutlaw.com. Your jobs here in Hardy County: Mosaic is looking for an operator trainee. Minimum qualifications include a high school diploma or GED, 1 year of relevant experience, forklift certification, basic computer skills, and a flexible schedule. The Avon Park Correctional Institution is looking for correctional officers. A high school diploma or GED and flexible availability are required. And Allen J. Automotive is looking for a collision shop assistant. U.S. work authorization is required. All of these jobs and more at Indeed.com. The Hardy County Sheriff's Office, the Wauchula and Bowling Green Police Departments, and law enforcement agencies nationwide remind you to do the 9 p.m. routine. Remember to check every door and window in your home at 9 p.m. and ensure that it is securely closed and locked to help protect against burglary. Remember to do the same with your vehicles, removing any valuables from the inside. By doing the 9 p.m. routine each and every night, you make your home a safer home. Remember, lock it or lose it. Be sure to send your job openings, news, or events to Hardy Midday, Hardy, M-I-D-D-A-Y, @gmail.com, or you can message us on our Facebook page. Please remember to include any event brochures, pamphlets, or flyers with your message. They'll greatly assist us when we read them on the air for you. Coming up next week, we're going to tell you about our Halloween happenings happening around the Heartland. If you've got a haunted house, trick-or-treat, or a frightfully fun festivity going on, let us know. Send us an email or message our Facebook page, facebook.com/HardyMidday. Coming up, your local weather report and forecast, plus your agriculture, business, and sports news. Hardy Midday will return in just a moment.
Hey, it's me. I lost my wallet. Yeah, it must have happened yesterday afternoon. Cash, checks, debit card? No, all of it. Yeah, I looked everywhere. Well, my rent's due. I'll need it this week. You will? Have I ever told you how much I love you guys?
She's not talking to her father. First National Bank of Wichula. What is your bank doing for you?
At First National Bank of Wachula, you get to do your banking your way. You can still write checks and visit our office. You can use our online telephone banking systems. Our mobile banking can nearly do it all. And of course, there's our full-service ATM. So no matter how you do your banking at First National Bank of Wachula, we have your banking needs covered.
Welcome back to Hardy Midday here on Real Country 102.1 The Outlaw. It's time now for your weather report and forecast. 82 degrees out, feels like 85. No predicted chance of rain, mostly sunny. Shade temperature is 79. The maximum UV index is 5, moderate. Winds east northeast at 8 miles per hour with gusts up to 12 miles per hour. The humidity slightly humid, 50%. Air quality is fair, the dew point 61. Cloud cover is 14%. 10 miles of visibility in the cloud ceiling was 30,000 feet. Your Hardy County forecast, including the cities of Wachula, Bowling Green, and Zolfo Springs, last updated 9:45 a.m. Eastern Daylight Time. Today, mostly sunny, highs in the mid-80s, east winds 5 to 10 miles per hour, with gusts up to 20 miles per hour. Tonight, mostly clear, lows in the upper 60s, northeast winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Wednesday, mostly sunny in the morning, then becoming partly cloudy, highs in the upper 80s, east winds 10 to 15 miles per hour. And Wednesday night, partly cloudy, lows in the upper 60s, east winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. That's your Hardy Midday weather report and forecast. You're all caught up now, so let's go to your agriculture news.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. October welcomes the return of two of Georgia's largest annual events for the ag and environmental communities, the Georgia National Fair and the Sunbelt Ag Expo. MorningAgClips.com reports UGA's College of Agricultural and Environmental Sciences is no stranger to these two events, with delegates from each of its three mission areas, research, instruction, and extension, at both events. The Georgia National Fair ended yesterday, and the Sunbelt Ag Expo kicks off tomorrow in Moultrie. House Ag Committee Chair David Scott and fellow Democrats sent a letter to House and Senate leadership asking them to preserve the ag spending in the President's Build Back Better Act. They say the provisions will make transformative investments to benefit ag producers and rural communities for years. It says America has been the leader in ag research and innovation, but that's at risk if we don't make key investments. The Biden administration's requirement that all federal employees, including those at the Farm Service Agency, be vaccinated against COVID will not cause FSA offices to close or for farmers to receive a less than usual level of service. The Hagstrom Report says Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack made that statement during a recent House Ag Committee hearing. Vilsack also said we'll do what needs to be done to keep offices open, and he doesn't anticipate any significant office closures.
When disaster strikes, keeping in touch with family and friends and reaching public safety officials is critical. To prepare for power outages caused by severe weather or other conditions, you should create an emergency communication plan. First, check important cell phone contacts, including doctors, veterinarians, utilities, and insurance companies, and note local non-emergency numbers. Store at least one contact as in case of emergency, and make sure that person knows if you have medical issues. Also, make sure everyone in your house knows how to text. Check backup batteries for all your phones and fully charged cell phones, batteries, and rechargers. Sign up to receive mobile phone alerts. Backup and print out important personal data. You might buy a battery-operated, solar-powered, or hand-cranked radio or portable TV to monitor news. Start preparing today. For more info, go to fcc.gov/emergency.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your Agribusiness Update.
Listen up, farmers and neighbors. S&S Irrigation and Farmer Supply can take care of all your irrigation needs, from house pumps to turbine service and backhoe service and more. Whatever your irrigation needs, including PVC pipes for pump and repair services, call owner and manager Randall Smith, 863-773-6255. Also on call if needed. That's S&S Irrigation and Farmer Supply, located at 127 North George Burris Avenue in Wauchula. Open Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 5 p.m.
I'm Maura Bennett with your Southeast Regional Ag Report. As we've reported,
USDA projecting a 12% smaller orange crop this season.
Gary Crawford with the USDA News Service. While the orange crop is down 12% nationwide, Florida's citrus industry is forecast to have one of the lowest production years in decades. The state's producers continue to battle the spread of citrus greening as well as other issues. In the first estimates for the 2021-2022 growing season, the U.S. Department of Agriculture forecast a nearly 11% drop in orange production and a 7.3% reduction in grapefruit production from the past season. Harvest totals would be among the smallest since the 1940s. Florida Department of Citrus Executive Director Shannon Shepp said in a statement that they had hoped for more, adding that more than 90% of Florida's orange crop is being squeezed for juice. Agriculture Commissioner Nikki Fried said the state remains committed to supporting growers through research, technology, and techniques to fight the spread of citrus greening. The initial federal forecast, which will be updated, has Florida growers producing enough oranges to fill 47 million 90-pound boxes. That's down from about 52.8 million boxes during the 2021 growing season. In recent years, the only season with fewer than 47 million boxes of orange was the 2017-18 season, the same year Hurricane Irma blew through.
You've probably been told that to reach a millennial farmer, you have to go digital. Facebook, Vimeo, YouTube, Instagram, Pinterest, LinkedIn, an online publication, or maybe a podcast. But which one? Oh, and how receptive is this age group to your sales pitch during non-work social time? Maybe the best place to reach a farmer with a farming solution message is when they are, well, quite frankly, farming. You know, it's easy for us to find them during the day, as most farmers are behind the wheel of a pickup truck or farm equipment with the radio on, listening to this station featuring the Ag Information Network News. If you'd like to deliver information about your terrific product or service, give us a call and we'll connect you directly with our community of loyal farmer listeners. Reach real farmers right here, right now, as they listen to what is important to their farm operation. They trust us, they'll trust you.
I'm Maura Bennett with the Southeast Ag Report on the Ag Information Network.
And now for your business news, the stock market report, and your sports news.
With the SR News Business Brief, I'm John Scott. Stocks wobbling to a mixed finish on Wall Street as the market's momentum slowed down following its best week since July. The S&P rose 0.3%, but the Dow fell 0.1%. Gains in several big technology companies helped push the NASDAQ up 0.8%. Healthcare stocks ended broadly lower. Energy prices ended mixed. More stocks fell than rose in the S&P 500 index. Investors are in for another busy week of earnings reports from companies including Johnson & Johnson and United Airlines. The Dow lost 36 points to close at 35,258. The NASDAQ gained 124 to 15,021. The S&P was ahead 15 to 4,486. New York oil rose 16 cents today, closing at $82.44 a barrel. With business, I'm John Scott.
With SR Sports, I'm Patrick Frost. The Atlanta Braves won with a walk-off hit for the second night in a row when Eddie Rosario lined a two-out single off shortstop Corey Seager's glove of the ninth, giving Atlanta 5-4 victory over the Dodgers and a 2-0 lead in the NLCS. Braves manager Brian Snitker said Rosario came through again.
That's what it takes to win these games. And, I mean, they're hard games to win. And he likes to be up there in that situation, and he's shown it.
The series now switches to L.A. for the next three games. Game three of the ALCS has Houston at Boston today. The series tied at one. Kyle Larson was willing to play it smart in the closing laps at Texas. He also had a fast car that stayed in front through all of the restarts to secure the first of the four championship-contending spots in NASCAR season finale. Larson led 256 of 334 laps at the one-and-a-half-mile track and got his eighth win of the season. There were several incidents on the track involving playoff contenders Joey Logano, Denny Hamlin, and Martin Truex Jr. This is Esther in Sports. In the NFL, Arizona is the only unbeaten team in the league, now 5-0 after winning at Cleveland 37-14. Cards quarterback Kyler Murray, 3-for-4 touchdowns.
Kind of exciting, you know, to go prove ourselves on the road against a great team. And, you know, I think the guys, I think you can feel the energy before the game. All week of practice is a great week. And then coming on the road, you know, us versus, you know, versus them, it was a great game.
The Rams, Cowboys, and Packers are all 5-1 with wins. L.A. beat New York 38-11. It was Dallas 35-29 over New England, and Green Bay 24, Chicago 14. Baltimore is 5-1 after they downed the L.A. Chargers 34-6. Jacksonville won their first game of the season 23-20 over Miami. It was Cincinnati 34, Detroit 11, Indianapolis 31, Houston 3, Kansas City 31, Washington 13. Overtime winners, Minnesota 34-28 over Carolina, and Pittsburgh 23, Seattle 20, Las Vegas beat Denver 34-24. With Esther in Sports, I'm Patrick Foss.
And that concludes our time with Hardy Midday Today, brought to you by the exceptional service and hospitality you'll always find at Hardy County's hometown bank since 1960, First National Bank of Wauchula at 406 North 6th Avenue right here in Wauchula, and always online at fnbwauchula.com. Your quote for the day, the lesson of Halloween is that pretending to be something you're not will lead to a sweet reward. Tune in tomorrow for the latest in Hardy County news and information. I've been Glenn, and we will see you then. Have a great and safe rest of your day, folks. For a recording of today's show, send an email with the date of the show requested to hardymidday@gmail.com. Hardy Midday shows may not be sold or redistributed without the express written consent of WAUC Radio and Hardy Broadcasting. The news and event information presented in this show has been verified to the best of our ability. Please contact us if any errors are found. This has been Hardy Midday, a production of Hardy Broadcasting, LLC.